T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So yes. I listen to a lot of Oprah podcasts, a lot of spiritual stuff. And she says in one of her podcasts, to grow as a human being, we all need a spiritual practice. And that struck me. I just needed to like sit with that for a minute. What is your spiritual practice? And she wasn't talking about how you have to go sit in church or you have to sit in synagogue. What is your spiritual practice? And mine came to me fairly quickly because I do yoga. Mm-hmm. And yoga is not just for the body for me. Yoga is for the mind. It's like really an hour of meditation in motion for me.
It tunes you up. It mentally
tunes me out
as well as
to the
physically.
World. I am only focused on the next move or the breath. That's it. So when I do yoga, I feel in full flow with the world. And it's like my meditation.
You don't check your phone during the yoga?
Oh, God. No,
okay,
no,
okay.
No, it's not even
just
in the
checking.
Room. No, don't be silly.
All right.
So for me, that fills me up. And I did yoga today for the first time in a little while because my schedule's been a little off. And I felt like, oh, God, this is like breath. I need this, you know. And I felt really good after the class. Just my mind was calm and I was at peace. And it got me thinking that, yes, this is my spiritual practice and I need to continue it. Because despite what you may think about me as a religious Jew, I don't go to synagogue on a regular basis.
See,
gasp. I know.
I was surprised to hear that, because I tell people, and I still believe it, that mm-hmm. you are very devout.
I am. Mm-hmm.
And
I practice my religion on a daily basis.
You keep kosher?
Absolutely. And I pray. It doesn't mean I have to pray in the synagogue, but I pray every day, every morning, every night. I pray. I keep the tenets of my religion in my home, with my family. I do all of those things. I participate in the holidays. I go to synagogue. It's just not every Saturday. I don't go every Saturday or every Friday night, or you can go every day if you're super religious. That's just not my thing. It's not where I get filled up. But I do study Torah one-on-one with a Rebbetzin or a rabbi on a weekly basis. So I get religiosity. But that's not even the point of the story. The point of the story is, what is your spiritual practice? For me, it's not necessarily only learning about religion. For me, it's yoga. So the question is, what's yours? 651-989-9226. What's yours, Paul?
I'm like a car. I'm like a BMW at Motorworks BMW.
Always
in
selling.
That,
oh, I was going deep. And now he's selling.
No. Now follow along. As much as I need a tune-up, okay. And I would argue that many people, not all, but many people need tune-ups from time to time. So I go to church. I go to Westwood. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday I'm in town. We go to the 9:30 service and we sit in the same spot. We're kind of creatures of habit. They have an amazing musical performance there, a full orchestra. It's incredible, just their music ministry. And the minister, Joel Johnson, well, there are a few of them, but mm-hmm. Joel, he's very cerebral and he packs a lot into his sermons. I'm still unpacking stuff that he said 4, 5, 6 days after I sit through one of the services.
Oh, nice.
And when I'm away, sometimes I watch online. They have a multimedia. They stream stuff. So that I feel renewed. I come out of church and you feel kind of that euphoric high. And I hang on to that for a few days. But I find that I need that tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps for me to go to church. That said, sometimes I can get that same euphoric high out on a fishing boat.
Yes.
Or sitting on the beach watching a sunset, listening to the loons. Why do people feel so much better when they're going through a park as opposed to an industrial park? It's because I think they feel closer to God when you're out in nature and you get to see all the handiwork. So we all have different ways of celebrating, but I personally need that tune-up every Sunday.
Good. I love that. And I've heard people say that it's when they take a walk in nature.
Yeah.
That's their communing, their spiritual. And by the way, when Paul and I say God, we mean the same one you're thinking about. Yours is ours is yours. It's all the same. So whatever you call God is what we're thinking about. So I've heard it be, like I said, as a walk in nature. Other people say when they're exercising, like a runner's high. You've heard that expression used before. People actually feel like this total peace when they're running. It's a runner's high. So I've heard people saying like that. And I mean, people do meditate. I'm just really bad at meditation and sitting still, even though I try it. But that is also a spiritual activity that fills people up. We want to know what yours is. Our number is 651-989-9226. And while you're calling in, there's a new report. In fact, it's out today that the Associated Press is joining with Religion News Service and the publisher of The Conversation to form a global initiative to expand reporting on religion around the world. Yeah, isn't that interesting?
It is. At a time when so many people say they're turning away from organized religion, I just find it interesting.
Oh, you think they are, or you think they just say that?
I think they may not be going to church every Sunday, or they may not be going to synagogue, but they may still be religious and spiritual and trying to raise their kids in the way that they were raised, with values, with morals. With some sense of spirituality, I hope so. But the AP is hiring 8 religion journalists. Religion News Service is hiring 3 at a time when so many others are shrinking their staffs. They're expanding, covering religion. So I found that interesting.
Dean's in St. Paul. Dean, jump on in here. Do you have a spiritual practice?
Well, I'll tell you what. Because of my work schedule, and I'm able to go to church all the time, and I don't specify myself as literally a Catholic, a Jew, or a Lutheran, or whatever, but I'm a very God-fearing man. I believe in everything that he's all about. He's with me every day, no matter whether I'm at home, I'm at work, and if somebody comes by and hears me talking to myself, I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to Jesus Christ himself all the time. He's wherever I am, he is.
So would you define that as your spiritual practice when you're actually connecting, when you're talking to God?
Yes, I am. I consider myself a Christian, but and my wife and kids are baptized Catholic, and we do belong to a Catholic church, but I'm not able to go to church all the time. I suppose if I did, I'd work different hours, so I'd be extremely tired at work, and I drive a patrol car, and I don't want to, you don't want to get in an accident. So I talk to him every day. More than once an hour, I would say.
And he answers you.
Yeah. Oh, hey, he gave me my wife, my kids, my job, my house, my friends.
He's good.
My favorite radio station, CCO, obviously.
I'm verklempt. Seriously,
wow.
That's
very cool.
Dean, that was
very
beautiful.
Well said, Dean. Thank you for being so eloquent.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you, guys. I love your show.
Thank
you,
Dean.
For listening. Isn't that cool?
It's really cool. And I love when people talk about this. I mean, we talk about religion, and Dan is a
religious Dan is
person.
A divinity student. Dan, weigh in here. I mean, we had this chat on Good Friday, but when people say, "Oh, it's a crutch," you know, religion's a crutch. I go, "Nah, it's not really a crutch. It's a leg that I stand on."
Right. Yeah,
I mean, and I know you feel the same way.
I do. I mean, everybody gets to approach it however they want to approach it. But what gets my goat all the time, and we've talked about this before, and I've talked about it on other shows, is when you hear these. When you hear these studies, these polls about, you know, religion is dying in America, or I don't buy it for a second. Because organized religion, maybe. You know, people going to church every Sunday because that's just what you do, that may be petering out a little bit. Going to church for me is absolutely part of my routine, and it's something, you know,
something you enjoy.
Something I enjoy, and something like Paul, you know, talked about, I need. But I think there's 1,000 different ways. We're all walking around with access to 1,000,000 different podcasts in our pockets, right? And every church now puts their sermons out on podcasts.
For sure.
You know, I walk around all the time listening to podcasts of sermons from other churches or people talking about faith or whatever it is. I mean, there's 1,000,000 different ways that you can access your spirituality,
and
whatever that is, Christian, Jew, you know, whatever it is, whatever. But I think we're all born with a need for something beyond ourselves. And I think how you fill that, you know, is up to each of us individually, but you got to fill it, or you're going to end up trying to fill it with stuff that gets you into all kinds of trouble.
Well, that's it. You have to fill it. And sometimes it's not. Like for me, it's not always going to synagogue. And for you guys, it is going to church. But it's something else. And I love hearing what the other things are. Dean's having a conversation in his car. That's great. I mean, for me, it's yoga. For other people, it's a walk around the lake. Lord knows, I hope you're doing that more these days. You'll feel all filled up spiritually if you're walking around the lake, except on Saturday.
I try to end every day with a prayer, a thank you prayer. And then when I wake up, first thing is I stagger out of bed. Thank you, God, for one more day. And then I go and check my phone to make sure the world hasn't blown up.
And you say it again. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Madeline, we see your call. Let's take a quick break. But yes, Madeline, we'll take your call and the rest of them after the break. Madeline's in Eagan, wanted to jump in. Hi, Madeline.
Hey, Madeline.
Hey, you know, I have a fantastic spiritual practice. I'm a member of the Satanic Temple of Minnesota, but which means I'm also an atheist. But, you know, we just love being able to go and hang out with people and who have this shared value of compassion and justice and empathy towards everyone. And I think it's kind of important, actually.
Very important. And it sounds like you have some beautiful shared values. I'm glad you have a place to that you feel safe where you can do that. Thank you, Madeline.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Right? That's good. It's a beautiful thing. Mike's in Minneapolis. Hey, Mike.
Hey. You know, people have sometimes looked at me sideways for saying it, but fishing, being out in nature, you know, how can you not believe in God when you look at nature?
Amen. Yes.
It's
well said.
Better to be fishing and thinking about God than be sitting in church thinking about fishing.
The quote of the day.
Well said. Amen.
Awesome. We got to grab that sound.
Joe's in Monticello. Hey, Joe, you got a minute.
Hey, Paul and Jordana.
Hey, Joe.
Mine was pretty much mimicking the caller before me, but mine's hunting. We spent last weekend down in the Red Wing area overlooking the Mississippi River Valley. Being up at 5 o'clock in the morning to the sun coming up over those ridges, listening to the turkeys gobble, seeing the deer come out in the field in front of you, it's indescribable.
Amazing.
It's a religious experience. Amazing. It's like a pilgrimage. You're absolutely right.
Thank you, Joe. It doesn't have to be in church or in synagogue. It's hunting. It's fishing. It's sharing compassion together. Thank you for joining this conversation.
Yeah,
I loved
good.
Having it with you.
That
Thank
was
you,
fun.
Paul and Dan, for sharing as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.